Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't I do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Scarehouse, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gody.
And that is Mikus over there.
Hello.
Well, the episodes go up on YouTube if you enjoy watching visually. Some people actually, they listen to the podcast and then they go and watch on YouTube. Mm. Mikus is responsible for what happens behind the cameras.
Loosely.
But also appears in front of them. In a new hoodie, in a We Got the Chocs hoodie that is coming. Skin, Wednesday, anytime in the 24 hours on that Wednesday.
Yes. And by Wednesday, he means probably Friday.
But they're here. Well, the one color is that color. Yeah, so, Mikus. Yeah.
Stop.
Yep.
Show everyone.
Stop making promises.
Nice. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. No more promises. But I just said they'll be on a Wednesday. We're not sure if it's this one. Could be one in future. Charlie, who fact checks here in the background, you've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We got the chocolates. That's a win.
Lethal. speaking of Wednesdays, last Wednesday we were actually lucky enough. All right, to get a State of Origin.
We were.
How good was it?
It was cool.
Honestly.
That was the first Origin I've ever
first,
been to.
Yeah. I think all of us.
What? Have you never been to one?
No, never.
Oh, the way you're, is your rugby league?
Yeah, I love like, it. Just, I quite like watching it. Telly on the, like the footy on the telly at home though. So like, but no, I froth Wednesday night. But anyway, that's, apart from obviously Queensland's great victory, Mikos and I had a discussion point that we'd like to bring up with you mainly and then sort of you secondary, all right? So
as in Skin secondary.
Secondary, yeah, but mainly you.
Okay.
Lethal.
Hit me.
So we got,
are you hoping that Mikos is going to be able to support you here? Because
I'm not saying anything.
He's not saying anything yet.
I'll just nod in agreement.
He definitely does support me. It was brought up. All right, so we got to the ground. It was a 10 past 8 kickoff from Philly Center on Wednesday night. We got to the gate, what, 7:30? Got in. It took you 25 minutes to work out how to actually get in the gate of Suncorp Stadium because you had all the tickets. Funny. Oh, my God. It wasn't funny. It was 4 million people yelling at us behind him. So, this isn't working, sir.
That was genuinely embarrassing.
Yeah, it was pretty
funny. Fairness, old mate's not giving me much to work with there.
Can you make your screen brighter? So, no, I haven't fucking tried that yet. Anyway, so we finally got in. And as you can imagine, like, there's bedlam at Suncorp Stadium. And we walked up 19 flights of stairs to get to our seats where we were watching the game. Obviously we were thirsty, so we're like, okay, I need to get beers. And we just saw the lineup for the beers was like around the corner, which is expected, Origin night. So Mikos and I, well, I mean, first of all, when it comes to a shout, I mean, if there's two people that fucking stick their hands in their pockets to not buy beers first, it's the person sitting on the right and left of me. But anyway, so Mikos and I, fuck it, we'll go down and get the beers, all right?
Well, I was in charge of getting us to our seats.
So yeah, no, that's right.
Navigating.
You navigated. Took us long seats, but anyway, that's another story. So anyway, Mikos and I was like, fuck it, we'll go down and get the beers. And like we saw the lines, I was like, we'll just get as many as we can possibly carry or allow to carry. We were only allowed to carry 4, which is a shame. But
yeah.
We walked past the bar. Unfortunately, they didn't sell our great mates better beer, which we were disappointed at. And Suncorp Stadium, you need to... Yeah, pull your finger. Get the better beers on tap.
Yeah. As we've been saying for a long time.
Yeah. So Mikos and I sit at the back of the line, blah, 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 wait. And about halfway through, we're there for about 5 minutes. They go, oh, if anyone wants famous Australian mid-strength lager only, jump to the front of your queue. We've got a separate line for you. So half the queue left. Mikos and I, we saw a pale ale that we wanted and... So we're like, nah, bugger it. Origin night, we're spending the money. It's going to be more money, but it's going to be really enjoyable. So go back to our seats, carried our beers back. We dropped the beers at the table.
Yeah.
Gets to our friend Lethal Shout after we'd consumed our couple of beers each. Mm. Lethal, can you tell everyone what you brought back for Mikos and I?
In fairness, I didn't even know what I was drinking or when they came up, so that's probably not a great sign for me. Like, I didn't even know I'd made a mistake until you just said it just then.
And you know exactly what I was talking about.
And now I do. Certainly. But funnily enough, I got presented with the same offer when I was there.
Yep.
Anyone that wants to just jump to the front of the queue and grab this, yeah, mate, that's me.
So well done, mate. Now, Mikos and I waited in line. So you know what? It's Origin. We're going to make this experience just a little bit special for you guys. Yeah. So
I knew Lee would really like that beer too.
Oh, 100%. We're just like...
Yeah, he did reciprocate and it hurts.
Yeah, no, I did really like that beer, but it also... tastes similar to the next one that I brought up.
Yeah, I agree.
No, we're literally like... What did I say to you? I took the first sip and said, that's a fucking cheap beer, isn't it?
Mate, it's so good standing, there's no such thing as a cheap beer.
No, that is the cheaper beer.
I'm going to jump in, and when they said anyone want to jump to the front of the line, I said to Gody, we should probably go. And Gody said, no, we shouldn't.
No, I do apologize. That's a dreadful error.
It's not an error when it's fucking on purpose.
No, but it wasn't on purpose because I didn't know you'd bought the more expensive one until you just brought it up then. I just assumed that it would just... I got up there were two choices. So I was like, oh, whatever. They're going to taste pretty similar.
And they did it,
apparently.
It was so funny watching Cody's face just absolutely drop. He's guzzled two expensive beers. And then I've just watched it. You hand him this like dark lager looking thing.
What's the price difference between the two?
Oh, no. It wasn't even the money thing.
One was $20, one was $21.
Yeah, tell you what, you weren't getting much change out of a pineapple. That's all. Yeah. It wasn't even the expensiveness. It was like, that's a better beer. Like, let's make this experience better for everybody.
Well, it's not better than a better beer.
It's not better. No beer is better than a better beer.
No. Well, that's where we went wrong.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get on to joke of the week. And got one in on the chalk line from Mitch.
Well done, buddy. Nice job. We were busy today.
Yeah. No, that's skin. This is Mitch. It actually goes for a while, but very, very well delivered and energetic, which I liked.
Yeah, right.
Chalk lads. Media Mitch here. Ugh, I was out fishing at the weekend and caught a shitload of mud crabs, way more than I was allowed. I was loading them up in the car and put these pinchy bastards in an esky in the boot. And you wouldn't believe it. A clown from the fisheries comes over to count them. Oh, I know I'm in trouble. He gets out his ticket book and I say, mate, I can explain. I say, these are my pet crabs. I'm teaching them how to swim and they even catch fish for me to eat. He looked amazed and surprised, but I could tell he wasn't buying it. I said, mate, Jim, look, I'll show you. I took the six extra ones over to the bank. I said to them, all right, my crabbies, you little pinchy bastards, go down and bring me back one flathead, at least 30 centimetres. I showed them how big 30 centimetres was with my hands and patted them and off they swam. The fisheries bloke looked at me and said, now, all right, how long does it take? I said, how long does what take? He said, for the crabs to come back. I said, what crabs? And backed off back to the car and drove home.
Migos hasn't got it.
No, get it. It wasn't really a joke.
Well, it's just life advice. It's just genius.
It wasn't a punchline.
What do you mean? It was a punchline. The crabs are still going to find it.
I've heard that about them.
Migos, work with me here. Well done. Yeah, thanks, Mitch.
Pleasure.
And well done, my Mitch. On the chalk line, you can get them in www.wegotthechocolates.com.au. Skin, you've got a written one.
I do. A written one comes in from Robert. He says...
Oh, he's not your mother's brother.
I knew you were going to say that. You know what someone else commented on a YouTube comment this week was, I need a shirt that says you're on fire tonight, buddy. It gets me every time. Pretty good. We should have them in 12 years.
Next Wednesday as well.
Jesus.
How's it going to help? Yeah.
He's playing fullback. Isn't he?
He was at Suncorp Stadium. He was at Bedlam.
Yeah, very good. I don't know why I left a pause after the name. It's like I just know that something stupid's coming. I can't wait for the day I can introduce a written joke and not get interrupted.
But Bedlam and Bethlehem sound similar.
Yeah,
great. Back to Bedlam's a James Blunt. I thought it was back to Bethlehem.
No, that's three white men.
Oh, that's what I'm getting to get.
Circles. It's all circles.
Away
with us, yeah,
it's just so no. much Christianity in it.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I was struggling to work it out.
Yeah. It reminds me of that Swedish nephew.
The same as Bjorn.
Oh.
Okay, I've got a new joke if you want to stop recycling old ones.
Eventually, I guess. Hold on, we haven't finished yet.
We haven't even got to tell you about the king-size Madras.
Come on, Dale.
Shut up. We got Eric. We do it every week. We just find our way back to the Indian part.
Yeah, great.
We'll never be ready, mate. We'll
yeah, come on, mate. Hurry up. Seriously. Right. Yeah, how long do you think this podcast is?
Timings, mate.
Okay. So he says, Karen obviously wasn't very stoked with her boyfriend, tried to Lorena Bobbitt. Does that ring a bell, Goody? Do you know that story? Because I had to Google it for the
Mum knew it. We didn't know.
Mum was all over. I think it was a big story in the 90s.
Nah. Yeah, because originally when I read it, I thought she was the inventor of the Bobbitt.
Nope.
Bobbitt, but a different person.
Turns out.
Fairly sure that was Fisher-Paykel, wasn't it?
That's about right.
Anyways, Lorena Bobbitt, I think it was in the 90s or something, she cut off her boyfriend's
snag.
Oh,
snag.
Yeah.
Yeah, not ideal.
No.
Anyways, so.
Certainly for him.
For him, yeah, real issues.
Yeah.
So Karen tried to Lorena Bobbitt her boyfriend, but she missed and cut his thigh. She got charged with a misdemeanor.
That is good. That is so good. What's even better is that I told you to choose another one because I didn't get the Bobbitt thing, but you explained it so well. You actually just delivered it perfectly.
Oh, very good.
Well done, Skid. That was Joke of the Week. It's brought to you by Better Beer. And stay tuned because there's a very exciting competition coming out. Mm. I can't say anything yet, but by July, you'll be informed.
Yes.
And you'll love it. That's fair to say, isn't it?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Great detail as per usual.
You are on fire tonight, mate.
Get that on a shirt.
Yep.
All right.
Next Wednesday.
We asked you to share the best workmate nicknames, and the comments flooded in with hilarious sort of tales and stories. We've done a couple of these segments before, so let's roll a few of these out again. Now, it is important to clarify we didn't invent nicknames or the concept of talking about them on a podcast. However, I have gone through them. I found ones that I hadn't heard before that were hilarious, and I'm reading them out to you boys for the first time.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those.
Because you don't check the document.
No, mate, new phone, mate. It's open straight away in docs. You wouldn't read about it.
Is it a coincidence that you got a new phone a week after plugging Apple?
That's how companies work, guys. Now, if Sony want to jump on board and get us some new cameras.
That would be good.
No?
Okay,
good.
Be good.
Do you want that?
Absolutely.
Put it out.
We love Sony.
Ask for it.
Sony, we love you. Yeah. Yep.
What happened to the bloke that ran into the door?
You got a Sony?
Oh, my God.
Sony. It's Sony. Sony.
It's not good.
What do you mean? It's fine.
Oh, laughing at everything. Remember,
podcasting.
All right, here you go. Let's laugh at a few of these. So one from Build a Cat. Nickname of Pastor because he's a rigger named Tony. Rigger Tony. God. Happy with that one.
That was not the first one.
I probably should have thought about the order. These were just in the TikTok comments. I just sort of went through in order.
That's brilliant. That's tough to beat.
Sorry. Right. Well, let's try. Glasgow Bob. We call the guy at work MasterCard as he takes credit for everything.
Mickus.
He's deck chair and MasterCard.
Oh, no.
A really tall girl named Jackie called her Jaquille O'Neal.
Why?
Great, that one. Jaquille, I don't know, because she's tall and named Jackie. Yeah.
Is she tall? Don't know.
Well, it says she's a really tall girl. From Tyler, I've been labelled with the nicknames Roof. It's not because I'm a roofer, just because my name is Tyler.
Roof Tyler. Tyler.
Okay. Nice. There was a footballer called Fitz Hall, whose name I believe was, nickname, sorry, I believe was One Size. Jenna, I had a co-worker we called Eileen. Eileen on the counter, Eileen on the wall, but just wasn't very productive, apparently. Mm-hmm. My dad's short and his name's Russell, so everyone just calls him Jack. My mate calls me Phyllis, short for syphilis. I rock up at my casual job every 8 to 10 weeks, annoy everyone and go away. Mine is Skywalker. I like this one. My name went from Annie to Anakin to Skywalker because my supervisor is Kenobi.
Star Wars. Even I know that.
Star Wars skin.
Yes.
You know that show?
I know.
You know that movie?
The movies.
Franchise?
Sorry, there's like his supervisor's name is Kenobi.
Yes.
Nice. It's an interesting name.
As opposed to what you thought his supervisor was actually Kenobi.
I thought Kenobi must have meant something that I didn't understand.
Or were you thinking Janome, the sewing machine brand?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Well, I don't get what you thought.
Outside of Star Wars, have you ever heard Kenobi as a name?
Well, not really.
No, yeah. Okay. So I didn't expect it to be someone's name. I was struggling to work out what else it was.
Oh, well,
okay.
Don't act, react. Kid.
Well, I don't react. It's just poorly, I guess. Sorry.
All right. Well, hopefully there's a couple of good ones left here because Skinner's really
just
put the reef
the old handbrake out.
Right. Well, here we go. None your business. We called a guy Esky, usually full of booze and ice.
Wow.
Crocky. That's graphic. A big weekend. Scooter, we have a guy called the florist. He makes his own arrangements.
Nice.
We called our boss Singlet because he was never off our back. I worked with a guy who answered his own questions, could never get a word in. Called him Q&A. This is a belter. Oh, mate. We have a guy who has a lazy eye. I always feel bad saying these ones, but they are quite funny. We have a guy who has a lazy eye. We call him Uzi. Who's he looking at?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I got a great laugh last week during a piece of Ashes commentary. Kevin Peterson was lavishing praise on Joe Root's batting. Holy heck, like spreading mayo left, right and center. And Ricky Ponting, who's the former... What's wrong with that? Mayo.
Yeah.
It's to exaggerate.
Yeah, but you kept saying like root and spreading mayo and it's just like stuff going on everywhere. Nick has just looked at me and we caught eyes. You remember he's fucking 14, remember?
Jesus Christ.
You
can't say the bloke's name.
I can't say Joe Root.
And then Joe Root spreading mayo everywhere.
But yeah, I had to sit here and keep a straight face last week where you talk about biting bubbles when you fart in the bath.
You don't have to keep a straight face.
Pretty close to
well, I did have to keep a straight face because you were losing it. Yeah. Someone had to keep us going. Right, anyway, Root, less mayo, Joe Root. Ricky Ponting, former Australian cricket captain turned commentator. Mm-hmm. He couldn't help but just add sort of a humorous comment to the conversation. And I've got a sound grab here for how the conversation unfolded.
Chuck lads.
That's the wrong one. We've already heard that one now, buddy.
Here it comes.
Joe Root and how he just owned the game. He ran the game. He was pure quality and he just owned that space. And just had all of this, like, we're just scratching the heads going, what do we do? Well,
he's out now. He got 40.
How good is it? Fucking hell, that's good.
Oh, that is so good.
Oh, yeah. I really like it. Yeah. And so if you are, we actually have had a few requests on Instagram
to say,
can we hear your take on Bazball? As we are obviously all gun cricketers. Goaty played a game for Queensland. Mm-hmm. Skin hasn't played that many.
Look up Crick Info. Actually, don't.
But yeah, we've had a few requests, certainly not from our American listeners, and mm-hmm. I do apologise if you are American and know nothing about cricket, but do your best. We'll teach you about it. Mm. Bazball is the phenomenon that is basically England just coming out and whacking it. and doing like weird stuff.
Hyper aggressive.
Yeah. Doing the stuff that people least expect, like declaring when you probably wouldn't usually and just trying to score like six and over, basically. Yeah.
I froth that declaration too, actually. Like, if imagine, can you imagine if we got Warner and Kawhi, or not we, if England got Warner and Kawhi?
South Sydney.
Yes, yes, yes. Can you imagine if Greg Inglis got Warner and Kawhi? But can you imagine if England got Warner or Kawaja or Labuschagne at three out?
Yeah.
Like, it's a genius move.
It is.
Like,
yeah.
I think the one thing that's.
Yeah, but they didn't.
Yeah, they did. I understand they did.
Can you imagine if I had Subway for dinner as well as lunch?
You probably have.
Good point.
Yeah. But, like, I think the thing that sort of killed him in this test was the wicket, like the actual pitch. I think it was a dog's breakfast.
Why? What makes you say that?
Well, it was so flat. So, like, they had every intent with the bat and they scored runs and got nearly 400 in the first innings, but they couldn't get us out. So, like, the aim of cricket is. Oh, gosh.
You love it.
No, I know.
Are you England or Australia?
England, yeah. Australia.
Yeah. Yeah. I am Switzerland. I am neutral.
Well, the flag's a big plus.
Come on.
Come on,
Skin. Come on,
Skin.
Be better.
No. You actually do one now.
Because off air we did 48, you didn't fucking listen. But anyway. But no, like, I think the pitch itself was a dog's breakfast. And I think if England are going to like continue this, they need to prepare with some wickets with a bit more in it.
Skipped ahead a bit, but you like baseball as a concept.
I froth it. Yeah, yeah.
You don't like the name? Name's wanky. Name.
Yeah, it's just a bit meh, isn't it?
Baz is after Brendan McCullum.
That's his middle name.
And that's it. Is it?
Yeah, Barry's his middle name.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I've never understood that.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, name's a bit meh. But like, I love the concept. They could probably, like, tone it down, like, a little bit from time to time. But, like, I absolutely love it. And, like, I loved watching McCullum as a captain, as a player, and, like, watching this transformation. It's like, we're all talking about the cricket. When are we ever talking this much about Test cricket now?
That's true.
Yeah. Like the test series, like we just had over here, like Australia versus West Indies,
and with that stunk.
Like we can't even remember who was out here this summer. West Indies and Pakistan. Pakistan,
South Africa,
maybe the Foo Fighters.
It was South Africa. Yeah. There you go. But like that's, but I guess my point.
Were they? No, the Foo Fighters are soon.
Yeah, no, yeah, but like shut up, fuck me. But like we can't even remember like what happened this test summer.
Australia
won. Yeah.
Australia probably won lots of games, I think.
But anything stand out, though?
The Gabba pitch was a nightmare to deal with.
Yeah, but that's where the Broncos are playing this weekend.
And we're trying to get to the Gabba.
I posted that photo before the game.
That
game finished in 2 days. So what do we go remember?
Yeah, that was good fun.
Actually, great.
I love it. I really love everything about it.
And your coaching values this year, would there be any ging ball?
No one's singing balls for a while, mate.
You too? You like watching baseball?
I enjoy it.
I love it, yeah.
Yeah.
All about it.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's cool to see like all the weird, crazy shit that they come out with their field placements and stuff like that. It's awesome to see just people hitting reverse sweeps on day one. It's
First ball of the test match.
Yeah.
How's that fucking shot by Crawley?
That was,
And then Joe Root day four, the reverse sweep.
That's the thing. I could bin that. Like, Root can score at 80, striking out however he wants, really. But,
he also seems very good at scoring faster. Like, he hit 100 in the first innings playing reverse ramps.
The thing is, Test cricket as well, there's more aggressive fields. There's more chance to score fast. That's why, Sehwag's got, an amazing test record.
Yeah.
I do think, in defense of, Ricky Ponting's comment, though, I think that it is quite funny that, at the end of the day, I agree with all that. We are definitely talking about it way more and watching it, and I like it, and everyone's intrigued. But it's just so funny that everyone seems to forget that, you still have to win.
Yeah, I agree 100% with what you said. It's taken two really special things. Like Kawaja's performances in both innings were incredible. Also, our last two wickets put on 90.
Mm.
So that doesn't happen that often. Yeah. So it's taken two things sort of semi out of the box to win that test match.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. No, and I agree with that. I do. I actually love it. I love watching it.
Like the alternative on a deck like that, if they just played normal cricket, the alternative's probably just a draw.
Well, if they didn't declare first innings and they got 460.
Yeah.
Australia are 4 for 100, stumps day five. So thanks, that's fucking boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I'm simply saying is if they lose the Ashes 3-1, I don't know if you can go, we played basketball.
Yeah, but they might have lost anyway. They might have lost playing normally anyway.
Fair enough. No one guessed with,
true.
I'm just looking forward to getting balls.
So, sorry to clarify. Do you have an issue with the name Bazball, though? Because anyone?
I wonder if.
Should we do a name storm?
Oh, a name storm for Bazball.
That's
genius.
Thank you.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Probably next week.
Root ball. Okay.
No, that was the other day.
Cinderella.
Nice.
She went to the ball.
Yep.
Yeah, so
I didn't mean
week.
Right here, right now. I need time to prepare puns.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I'm slow.
All right, Cody, you sent something to us during the week as well, which kept us very occupied.
It kept us in suspense as I opened up. I just was scrolling through Twitter on my brand new phone, thanks to Apple.
Don't go back on it. It was thanks to Apple.
It was. I mean, it's an Apple phone, but Apple didn't send
thanks
it to
you
me.
Paying full price to Apple.
Yes, no. Internet Hall of Fame posted something on Twitter. And I sent it straight to the boys. I said, this is fucking perfect for a discussion for us. All right. The tweet is, you're a burglar, but you only steal things. What was funny about that?
I don't know.
Did you say burglar?
No.
No,
I was pretty sure I said burglar. Anyway, you're a burglar, but you only steal things to slightly inconvenience your victims. What are you stealing? So I'm throwing it out to you boys to start with.
Well, Skin actually got the ones off the tweet firstly,
yes.
I think.
Yeah, that's true. People replied to the tweet if we want to run through
those. There's some funny ones in there. Yeah. I reckon they're worth going off first because then we can prove how creative we are.
Okay. First and foremost, one sock.
They're not foremost. Ours will be more foremost than it. Yeah, we go.
Yeah, sorry.
Say one sock again because he was talking about unusual.
First and not foremost. One sock.
Yeah, fifth most.
That was good.
Yep.
Yeah. So what was it, one sock?
Yeah, so it was one sock was our first one. Yeah. Then
how many socks was that one?
Just the one. Stop. Yeah. Just the one, yeah. Then it was the TV remote.
Yeah, that was the first top of my list, I reckon. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
The glass plate from the microwave. Or the little spinny wheel thing underneath the glass plate.
Yeah, okay.
That would plate would be more annoying.
Harder to steal the spinny wheel thing, surely.
Well, you just lift up the glass plate.
That's what I was trying to say, but Mikis was saying.
I don't even have a microwave.
What?
I don't have a microwave.
What?
Oh, yeah, but you have like a personal chef or something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sorry?
You only do macrowaves.
Yeah. It's hard to heat up bananas, I guess.
Unless you want to split.
Let's just keep going.
Anyways, but that would be really hard to replace. Can you replace the glass plate? Or would you?
I don't know, buddy. Keep it rolling.
Apparently not. Mikus hasn't.
The labels from all the canned food.
Yeah, that's nice. Good. That is good.
That's nice. I don't even understand this one. If we
you weren't for us to say more than
no. Yeah, I thought you'd keep the conversation going, but yeah,
sorry,
I'll just carry all the weight over
here.
The toilets float. Does anyone know anything about plumbing?
No, what's a toilet float?
I don't know, but he says if you take it out, it would make the toilet constantly run.
So that would
suck. And how would you catch it?
Skin.
Nice. Yeah, good.
You said nice, but you look like you would have killed me.
Yeah, I do.
He's just thinking about the merch, mate.
2:30.
Okay, and the last one I got from the tweet, all of the batteries out of every remote.
Yeah, that is annoying.
Smart.
Do you have any games?
Yeah, I got heaps.
Yeah, of course.
By heaps, I mean five.
Yeah, nice.
Okay. I went with the bathroom light bulb.
Yep.
I reckon that would be annoying as.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, nice.
Their pillow.
I don't sleep with a pillow.
Okay.
What?
I sleep with a pillow on my face, not on my back of my head. Yeah.
What did you say?
It sounds like an episode of Criminal Minds.
The mattress and then I've just put the pillow over my head.
Why?
Okay. And you just got annoyed at me for not having a microwave.
There's
what
actually a few
wrong?
Things about you that are quite strange. Mm. So you wash your feet 3 times a day, but you don't have time to check whether the eggs are broken. That's why.
No, it's not the time thing with the eggs. It's just like, just fucking take 11 eggs. It doesn't matter if you get 11 or 12.
Right.
Yeah.
But then you also don't sleep on the object that's designed for you to sleep on.
A bed.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right. So that wouldn't inconvenience you at all. No. Oh, well, someone else can.
It'd actually help. I had a couple as well. All the door handles in the house,
nice.
The cupboard door handles, front door handle, that'd be quite annoying.
That would be.
Similar to the one sock thing, one shoe. From each set of shoes.
That's annoying.
Yeah, and along that theme as well, all your shoelaces.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, nice. That's even
that would be annoying.
More inconvenient.
Yeah. All the Tupperware lids.
Yeah, nice. Mm.
That you put in your microwave.
Yeah. Good point. All the 25-cent Coles bags.
Okay.
Oh, I don't care. Oh, well, keep them. I get a new one every time.
Yeah, I'll give this. For anyone else that doesn't go to Coles every single day.
You have no idea how many like we have at home. Like, okay. There'd be hundreds.
It's because you use them instead of pillows.
I found this one online. I would steal people's wallets. Nothing inside the wallet. I would take everything out, neatly pile it where the wallet used to be, just take the wallet.
But again, I don't carry a wallet.
Oh, fuck's sake.
So it's all about you, mate.
Yeah. No, it's all about you, apparently.
You're really hard to steal from. To inconvenience.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I also had the water in the windscreen wipers. That annoys me so much. Yeah.
Do you know how to fill it up, though?
Yeah, of course.
Mine's been out for about 3 months.
Yeah. That's annoying.
Yeah, it's annoying as hell, but apparently not annoying enough to make me fill it again. So,
damn, you're busy.
Yeah,
yeah, just flat out.
And then I also had whatever their favorite utensil is to wash the dishes with. That really gives me the irrits when I go to wash the dishes and I can't find the scrubber.
Yeah, okay.
Sponge.
Yeah, well, the sponge. Do you know how you can get those scrubbing sticks?
What are they called? I don't know. Anyways,
let's speak to someone who's done the washing up a grand total of 7 times in his fucking life.
Because you can have, here's you got, you've got so many options. That's pretty good. Chucks.
Yeah.
Wonderful people.
Yeah. And and also,
also the guy that bowls all straight up. And then you've got.
I had a few too many beers the other day and I had to get you to Chucks.
That sucked.
Oh, man. Okay, and then you've got that one where you put the dishwashing detergent in it.
Don't do that again.
Yep.
Sorry.
In the stick.
In the stick.
Yep.
And then you've got an old school sponge, and then you've got a scourer.
Mm. Is that the steel wire, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I could talk about this for the next scourer if you want.
No, you're welcome to stop.
I'm out now.
Yeah, good. I said a garlic press because then I find that so annoying. I don't have a garlic press, and every time I'm sitting there chopping garlic, it's a fucking pain in the ass.
It does sound like it presses you.
No.
Very depressing.
What about the sticker with the Wi-Fi password on the router?
Yeah, nice. Yeah, nice. Smart.
Use your data, though.
No, but the great people at Apple have already solved that problem. So
I've actually got unlimited data thanks to Vodafone. I'm not with Vodafone.
You can be.
They are great people.
Yeah, that's right. What about this one, Skin? The current towel in the bathroom. Like, if you could sneak in and take it, that person went into the shower and then had to come out and they were like, where's the towel? And had to do that nude walk back to your linen cupboard. I think that would be inconvenient.
Yeah, that's a pain. Nice.
Thanks.
That's all right. You got any others? Yeah, I've got a couple.
Of course he does.
The remote for the air conditioner. Mine doesn't work, so every time I want to turn
on autobiography, pretty much. Things that annoy you in your own house.
Pretty much, I just thought about things that piss me off. Yeah. And I just enforce that on other...
Eloise. Oh, well, how'd she get on this list?
But yeah, so when I want to use the aircon, I have to like get off the couch and press the button on the actual aircon. It's difficult.
It does suck.
Yeah.
But we sort of understand it. Yeah, you lost the remote.
So what happens? You have to do it manually. That's the whole idea of remotes. Yeah. Now we get it. So what happens?
And then, okay, you know how garage clickers like open the garage?
Yeah. Oh, wait, is this another remote thing? Are you going to tell me how this remote works as well?
No, but just slightly finding it. I'd take one of them and then so... when they're trying to come back into the house and they open the garage with the other clicker, just keep clicking it closed.
Wait, what?
So that's like a prank.
That's not. So every time they push it, they close it.
No. So like if you like skin drives in to open it and then like outside. The burglar. Yeah.
So what, Skin's just going to sit at the letterbox? And no, you don't. That's actually good. Skin, that's your best one.
Thanks.
Well done.
Fucking low bar.
We're playing Taboo, which is a game of word guessing with a twist. In Taboo, you describe a word to your partner without using the word itself or 5 related words on the card. Skin and I are playing together. We're on a team. Genghis and Mikis are also on a team. They're together, so it's us versus them. And
he's not winning.
Yeah, I'll try and get Skin to guess a word by describing it without using those. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get it. If I slip up and say one of those restricted words, then you should hear the squeaker. This is where actually Charlie needs to get on the tools here, doesn't it? You'll hear that sound if we get it wrong. If we say a word that is taboo.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
I can't wait for this fucking jingle, that's for sure. Obviously, I'm joking.
You know that I need a guess from you.
Because every word I say is a clue.
The word could be eggplant, snow, or cute. Baby, we're playing the game taboo. Nice. Well done, Mikis.
It's not one of my favorites, I'll
jingle.
Be honest.
What, this game or the jingle?
No, both, but the jingle mainly.
Yeah. You sung it.
Yeah, I know.
I was just background vocals.
Right, okay. You're looking great though, buddy. Yeah. You're looking real good.
Yeah, nice. We'll all have a turn of describing. So who's going first? Is Mika's going first or do you want us to go first?
Left of the dealer. Yeah. Mate, I'll go, then Skin go, then okay, Daddy nice. Goes.
So I'm going last, am I? Yeah. All right, so Gertie's going to describe first.
What are we going, purple?
30-second. Purple. 30-second timer. Charlie will be there twice. To make sure you don't say anything that is taboo. Your timer starts in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, if I were going diving, but don't need oxygen, just a
scuba diving,
smaller version of that.
Snorkeling.
Okay, I need to go overseas. I need a
passport.
Oh. something Kosciuszko.
Mountain. Mount.
Oh. There we go.
That was fast 30 seconds. Is that how fast 30 seconds is?
That's 30 seconds, yeah. Sorry, well, because the first time we this is the first time we did this game, it went for like a minute and it was just like a lot of silence.
Yeah.
Skin, you ready to describe? How much did you get?
How much? Michelle Threifer.
Michelle Threifer. Good. All right. Skin, give me your best description. I'll guess for you.
I will try.
Oh, yeah. Start the timer. I've got to do everything around here. Here we go.
Eloise might go here to tidy up the things on the end of her arms.
For manicure, a... Yeah, nice.
Oh, Jesus.
Bedlam.
Oh, my gosh.
Wednesday.
I'm passing.
Okay. Oh.
If you do something illegal...
Yeah, fucking home, baby.
Lawbreakers.
I mean, what does
that? What was that?
I was going, obviously ran out of time, but I was trying to get the police something. Officer.
That's devastating. All right.
What does 30 seconds of silence feel like?
Yeah, it wasn't good. No, that wasn't great.
So wait, passing, you don't lose points.
Not anymore. Passing, okay.
No idea. Yeah, kicking on the other hand, no good.
Yeah.
So what is it, 1 plus 3?
You get 2 points for a conversion.
Yeah, that is right. 1 plus 3. Yeah, that's our asking. No way, we'll be fine. Because if he passes, then we get those. Bonus points. Bonus points are back in.
Oh, points.
3, 2, 1.
If I get stung by something.
Bee wasp.
Yep. It's a really fancy food. Extremely fancy. I feel like it's French.
Caviar.
Probably. Oh, come on. All right. I get out of the bath and I need to.
Dry off towel.
I'm really full. I ate too much food and
carrot,
it's all in my.
Lettuce.
It's
belly,
all sitting.
Belly, stomach. Intestine?
No.
Colon.
It's all sitting in my pig.
Belly?
Thumbs up.
Tummy.
Oh, that's so close.
Can I get that you 100% had wasp in your practice round that you did, and this is why you're banned from practicing.
Well, you didn't
you
say
You used
it
that
earlier.
Exact
no.
card.
No,
well, you did. Take one of the points off. No. Yeah, see if you can get to fucking 6.
How many did you get then? 10, 2 without wasp.
3, 2.
Okay, well, so we need 6.
I was sitting here in the practice right in front of you and you said nothing.
What do you mean I said nothing? What do you want me to say?
You should probably stop doing this.
How fucking convenient when they're losing, they start complaining.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't say anything during the practice round.
Yeah, most of them fucking said all game. How convenient.
Why would I say anything in the practice? Hey, guys, in the practice round, we're losing, so I'm going to start complaining.
Or you say, hey, maybe don't practice because you might get the same word.
Or maybe even takes you handed out the cards.
When have I possibly
not said that?
I didn't look at them, otherwise that's cheating as well.
You haven't done your job properly there, fucking leader.
Get 6.
The leader is good. The leader is great.
All right. Here you go, boys.
I really hope they don't get 6 here.
Then I fucking get 6. I get fucking minuses somehow. Okay. Doing the best miming impersonation.
There you go. 3, 2.
You've looked at it for like 30 seconds.
Oh, oh sorry. Yeah, Ali's looked again.
Oh, dear. Oh,
my goodness. Keep
rules,
looking.
Rules for some,
3, 2, 1. Okay, at the Redlands Awards night, all the bowlers got
medals. Trophies.
There were so many.
Fifers. Well. Hat-tricks.
Thank you.
Practice as well.
I need to wipe my...
Bum.
Another word for that.
Ass.
I think ass is on the fucking.
Also can be a conjunction between sentences.
But.
Outside and it should be watered often.
Plants, grass.
Nice. We'll take 3.
Doesn't matter what you take, we still won.
It doesn't take baby. That's a fucking number.
What'd you get?
One.
What is that? 5-4.
So what are you? 5-4. I'm okay with that. That's a respectable loss. Yeah. That's Basball loss.
That's fine. Yeah.
Also, hat trick was in the practice round too, which you heard as well.
We didn't practice, mate. Yeah. You did the practice round
because we're not cheats.
Yeah. Very convenient. Yeah.
So you lose by the Scots.
So you, yeah.
How convenient.
And we'll take another win. God, how convenient. This game.
How convenient.
You lose.
Yeah, no. Well done, boys. That was good.
Oh, wrong one.
Which one is it?
Yeah, that's I don't know.
Is that for you?
That's for Migas. That's for Migas personally. Mm-hmm. And then for you guys, you get this.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, nice. And can you, while you're on there, tweet of the week.
Oh, well done. Yeah, I'll just keep doing that as well. Oh, here you go.
Godel.
Nice, buddy. Beautiful. And I'll, firstly, before I get into Twitter, an honorable mention to my wife, Kathleen, who posted a very good comment on my father's Facebook post. He posted a photo of his cricket pads, which I'm not really sure why, but he named
I was going to say, did he ask you that?
No. So he named his pads, like, so one each pad and then his thigh pad after his three grandkids. So my two kids and my sister's kids, so Dom, Maggie and Jules. Yeah. And then so he's posted that photo on Facebook. Again, not sure why. And then my wife Kathleen's commented, so which one of the kids got LBW this week?
Very, very good. Are you planning on having any more kids? Because if you do, they're going to have to go in the box. Yeah.
Whose box? Anyway, we'll move on. All right.
Why do you two look like that? What's wrong?
I don't know if I can. Whatever the hell just happened.
That doesn't matter. Anyway, this one's from the Twitter page r-weird. I guess you are. It's a photo of a humpback whale. A humpback whale was found dead in the Amazon rainforest. This commenter with his name blurred. That doesn't surprise me. The Amazon rainforest is no place for a whale to survive.
It's not, though.
No, it's really not. He's right.
Because they need to be underwater, Mikas.
Yeah. What happens is...
Do this to Skid, not me.
I think he wasn't exactly having a whale of time there, that's for sure.
Lordy.
Oh, well, Skid.
I don't mind that at all.
Okay. I'll write it as a tweet so you get
it. Don't finish these by any means, please.
It's not your best delivery.
Doesn't matter.
Just say it underwater, character. I've got no more marine creatures.
Can we seal this up, please?
Oh, wow. From nowhere.
I almost didn't say it to you.
No, I hope you didn't.
That was off the ropes. Oh, my God. Look at Skin.
Skin, now you go. You go now, Skin.
Yeah, nice.
Come on, Skin.
Whenever you're ready, buddy.
Oh, it feels
still got others.
Feels much better on this side.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Must be nice.
Yeah, that was good. Well done, everyone. Rightio, that's Skin. Another. Rightio, that's another episode of the Week of the Chockers podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew. Get around us on the socials or at the website. Also, if you have a look at the link in all of our socials, you will see discount codes to LSKD and Better Be a Merch at the moment. So help us help you by going to check that out.
Yep. And the other way you can help us is by contributing to the show. If you head to the website, wegotthechocolates.com.au to our contact page, you'll find the Chock Line, as Lethal has recently called it, where you can leave us a voice message if you'd like to hear yourself on a future episode, or you can just write in there as well if that's your preference.
Sign up to the email list too, because Skin will be dropping the merch via email.
Sometime. Yes.
It's on a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Not sure which Wednesday, but it's on a Wednesday. Yeah.
Might not even be Wednesday yet.
Hump day.
I'm back, well done.
Hump day.
That mind to go. Anyway, keep the ratings and reviews coming as well. And the YouTube
comment. Can we go Apple ratings?
Apple ratings.
Get it to 500, please.
Yeah, nice. I like that. Homework. 500 reviews. How many have we got now?
That's 394.
Yeah, next couple of days we'll get it to 500. And the YouTube comments, keep them coming. We love reading them. I'm going to respond to them now on air. One of the questions was, Mikos must or dust? That's obviously dust. So.
That sucks. That hurts.
Well, they might have changed their mind now. They've seen that seal pun.
Yeah, oh, we can only hope.
Yeah.
Well, probably not.
Good. Massive thank you for listening. Tell your mates that you do listen as well. And if you're out there and having a laugh with them this week, then you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. Mastodonts. Love you.
Love you.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right.
because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order five pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try five pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.